Well Soul Life is now on Substack, where writers share their work in community. Subscribe to the Well Soul Life Substack and never miss a post on living with a well soul and have access to bonus content. See the link in the show notes.
Welcome to the Well Soul Podcast, where we pause to drink in scripture, reflect, and pray. I am your host, Shauna Scott, and sometimes life leaves our souls feeling parched. So come to the well of living water that never runs dry.
Today, we continue our series, meditating on select psalms during Eastertide, the season between Resurrection Sunday and Pentecost Sunday, when the church celebrates the coming of the Holy Spirit. As you listen to God's words today, allow your imagination to be encouraged about the life of one who follows the Lord. Before I read, take a deep breath. Quiet your mind and focus your whole being on the words of Scripture. Just be here. Psalm 34. I will extol the Lord at all times. His praise will always be on my lips. I will glory in the Lord. Let the afflicted hear and rejoice. Glorify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he answered me. He delivered me from all my fears. Those who look to him are radiant. Their faces are never covered in shame. The poor man called, and the Lord heard him. He saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him, and he delivers them. Fear the Lord, you his holy people, for those who fear him lack nothing. The lions may grow weak and hungry, but those who seek the Lord lack no good thing. Come, my children, listen to me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Whoever of you loves life and desires to see many good days, keep your tongue from evil and your lips from telling lies. Turn from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are attentive to their cry. But the face of the Lord is against those who do evil, to blot out their name from the earth. The righteous cry out, and the Lord hears them. He delivers them from all their troubles. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. The righteous person may have many troubles, but the Lord delivers him from them all. He protects all his bones. Not one of them will be broken. Evil will slay the wicked. The foes of the righteous will be condemned. The Lord will rescue his servants. No one who takes refuge in him will be condemned. What did the Holy Spirit highlight for you? Focus your thoughts on this for a moment. This psalm has so many good nuggets of truth, but today I want us to think about our fears. Psalm 34:4 says, I sought the Lord, and he answered me and delivered me from all my fears. There is so much we fear, don't we? The opinion of others, not succeeding at something, maybe even unsure finances. What might you be fearing and focusing your attention on instead of seeking the Lord about your fear? Pray about this, or whatever else the Spirit brings to mind. Father, Son, Holy Spirit, one and only true God, we worship you. Help us, O Lord, to recognize what we fear more than what we hope in you, and help us to turn every fear into prayer and to trust you no matter what we are facing or will face. Lord, you are trustworthy. We love you, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you for joining me today on the Well Soul Podcast. For links to study the passage in today's episode, see the notes. Subscribe to Well Soul Life on Substack and never miss a post on living with a well soul and gain access to bonus content. See the link in the show notes. In closing, I remember my late friend, Brian Vasquez, who helped make this podcast possible. God bless you, and I pray that you have a well soul.